This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tonight, we're following several breaking news stories, including the state of emergency just declared in California as a dangerous storm forces mass evacuations. Plus, we've got the latest on the dramatic Republican revolt right here in Washington as the GOP fails to pick a speaker. Widespread flooding forces residents to leave homes. Drivers stranded with more rain on the way. Republican chaos. Vote after vote after vote. And Kevin McCarthy defeated again. So what happens now? Plus, President Biden weighs in.
I just think it's a little embarrassing it's taking so long.
Signs of improvement. New information tonight on the condition of Buffalo Bills 24-year-old safety. New video tonight.
Is this your car?
Of the first time the quadruple murder suspect was pulled over after allegedly stabbing four college students just 1 month earlier. Tonight, he's on his way to Idaho to face multiple charges. A CBS News investigation. Is American technology being used in Russian drones killing civilians in Ukraine? And unicorns, dreams, and the power of imagination.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. Well, tonight, Republicans are deadlocked in disarray in the House of Representatives over the battle for a new speaker. And make no mistake, what we are witnessing is historic. Some Republican lawmakers tonight accusing far-right members of their own party of holding the people's business hostage as they voted over and over to reject leader Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Plus, there is new information and new video tonight of the suspect in the brutal killings of those four University of Idaho students. But we do want to begin with that major storm known as an atmospheric river. It is dropping massive amounts of rain across a wide swath of California from Los Angeles to the Oregon border. Sandbags are in short supply across northern California, where Mother Nature could drop more than 10 inches of rain in some areas. The governor today declaring a state of emergency, and drivers are warned to stay off the roads as floodwaters could quickly turn into a life-threatening situation. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is going to start us off tonight from Sacramento County. Good evening, Jonathan.
And good evening to you, Nora. Tonight already, wind gusts reaching 30 miles per hour. They could more than double when the worst of the storm hits later on tonight. It will last more than 24 hours. Rain will be the biggest threat. And with roadways already flooded like this, meteorologists are warning it will be brutal and could be deadly. California has already endured a pounding, and it's about to get even worse. In Sacramento County, there's a race to repair breached levees.
At this point, what is the risk? If that water comes up real high again with those kind of flows, we're going to start having trouble.
Throughout Northern California, roads are flooding, water rising so fast, this 81-year-old woman had to be rescued. And the prospect of more power outages, 3,000 PG&E workers fixing what they can as fast as they can. Today, state officials issued a dire warning.
This may be one of the most challenging and impactful series of storms to touch down in California in the last 5 years.
The jet stream now stretches across the Pacific all the way to Indonesia. The amount of water funneling straight into California, up to 15 times the flow at the mouth of the Mississippi River. The problem, the ground is already so saturated that any rain can cause immediate flooding. In San Francisco, already battered by record rainfall, the demand for sandbags is so high, the city has exhausted its supply.
We just ran out.
Still digging out, with time running out. There is good news. More snow in California's Sierra Nevada than in the past decade. The snowpack, vital to the state's water supply, impacted by years of drought, is now 174% of average. But below the mountains, a muddy mess.
And tonight, crews are really working against the clock to repair what they say are 5 breaks to the levee system. They do not believe they'll be able to fix them before the storm arrives. And Nora, with the roads already inundated like this, it will likely only get worse.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you so much for your reporting. And for more on where this severe weather is headed next, let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. The big storm system that we're watching move on shore right now is one in a series of systems that will bring very heavy rain, flooding rain, possibly landslides, mudslides, rock slides, and some very strong winds. The amount of rain, this is significant, from Southern California to Northern California and Southern Oregon, could be up to a foot of rainfall. That's going to cause some serious issues. You can see one system comes through late week, and then going into the weekend, another system is on the way. But with the system, Nora, that we're watching right now, the winds are going to be strong offshore and onshore, could be as strong as 80 miles an hour.
Chris, thank you so much. Well, back here in Washington, it's a political storm in the House of Representatives. The Republican revolt continued for a second straight day as Leader Kevin McCarthy failed for the 6th time to be elected Speaker of the House and become second in line to the presidency. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill with the historic rejection.
In 3 straight votes,
a speaker has not been elected. A speaker has not been elected. A speaker has not been elected.
A speaker stalemate on the House floor, with GOP leader Kevin McCarthy still unable to secure the gavel.
How are you going to get more votes, sir?
We're sitting, we're talking.
The group of nearly 24 lawmakers who oppose McCarthy hanging strong, repeatedly nominating Florida Congressman Byron Donalds as an alternative.
What is it that you want?
Well, I think one of the key things is that, you know, we have a lot of Republicans that have worked hard to come here on Capitol Hill. So what we don't want to see a repeat of is the same old Washington.
In a bid to boost McCarthy's chances, former President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence took to social media in support of the California Republican. But that didn't seem to sway hardliners.
The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw.
Even some of McCarthy's supporters seem to agree.
If he doesn't get the necessary support, this can't go on forever, and he needs to look at stepping aside.
One name that has emerged as a possible backup candidate, McCarthy's deputy, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, though it's unclear if he could garner enough support.
Sure, it looks messy. But democracy is messy.
In the meantime, House business remains at a standstill, a stark contrast to this rare bipartisan event today in Kentucky with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Biden.
To be able to have a Congress that can't function is just embarrassing. We're the greatest nation in the world. How can that be?
Well, Nicole Killian joins us now from Capitol Hill, where all the action is. Hi there, Nicole. So tell us, what are the implications of all this and what is the way out?
Well, tonight, McCarthy met with some of his detractors. He's already made a number of concessions, so it's unclear what more he can give. But the implications are real. Several Republicans on the Intelligence Committee say they can't get briefings on national security matters, while newly elected members aren't able to offer services to their constituents. Nora?
That is noteworthy. Nicole Killian, thank you so much. Well, tonight in Cincinnati, there are signs of hope for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. His uncle says the 24-year-old's condition is moving in the right direction, as doctors have been able to lower the amount of oxygen he is receiving from his ventilator. CBS's Charlie DeMar is outside the hospital.
DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition, but his team, the Buffalo Bills, says his condition is improving. His uncle says the Bills' safety was receiving 100% oxygen from a ventilator, but that has now been cut in half.
It's just one day at a time, and we'll feel better once he's out of the ICU.
Around the NFL, the pain is still fresh. At a briefing today, league executive Troy Vincent fought back tears.
My greatest fear had flashed in front of me, but for the goodness and grace of God, DeMar is still here and he's still fighting.
Today, President Biden was asked about the danger of professional football.
It is dangerous. You got to just acknowledge it.
I pray for his family.
Around the country, support for Hamlin continues to grow. Buffalo Bills Blue lit up Niagara Falls, and a GoFundMe Hamlin started for his charity before the injury is now approaching $7 million. It was back to work for NFL teams. The Bills' walkthrough practice was closed to the media. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor spoke for many in football when he talked about the road ahead.
We do have to move focus towards that, but at the same time, you don't have to move past the situation that's happening right now.
I just obviously lost consciousness for. Like
Chris Pronger understands better than most what Hamlin and his family are going through. The Hockey Hall of Fame defenseman's heart stopped after he was hit in the chest with a puck during a playoff game.
You feel for them and hope they're doing well in this tough time.
President Biden called Hamlin's family today. They reportedly spoke at length. As for the NFL, they spoke for the first time about Monday's postponed game. And while no decisions have been made, we are told that all options are being explored. Nora?
All right. Thank you so much. Well, in Idaho, the man accused of killing four college students will soon face a judge after being extradited from Pennsylvania. And there is also new body cam video of 28-year-old Brian Koberger being pulled over in Indiana last month during his cross-country trip to his parents' home for the holidays. It was the first of two police stops in just 9 minutes. Here's CBS's Danya Bacchus.
Tonight, Brian Koberger's on his way to Idaho to face four first-degree murder charges for the stabbing deaths of Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zanneker Nodal, and Ethan Chapin. Koberger was seen in these photos obtained by TMZ just hours ago after the plane he was traveling on made a brief stop in Illinois to refuel. The murder suspect set to arrive a little more than 24 hours after waiving his extradition rights in a Pennsylvania courtroom. His public defender for that hearing, Jason Labar, describes him as calm and intelligent.
He's an ordinary man to me. I see no distinct characteristics. He's easy to talk to. He's aware of the situation.
The Washington State University PhD criminology student could appear before an Idaho judge within the next 48 hours. Once he does, a probable cause affidavit, which details the evidence against him, could be released to the public. Dave LaRoy is a former Idaho attorney general. He has no association with this case.
This is an unusual case, but what we are importantly trying to do here now in Idaho is preserve the defendant's right to a fair trial with an impartial jury.
Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania last Friday after authorities used the easy pass in his car to track the trip he took with his father to their family home.
We're coming from WSU.
Newly released body cam footage shows Indiana law enforcement pulling Koberger over in one of two traffic stops during that trip.
The judge who will be hearing this case in Idaho has placed a gag order on any person involved with the case. It's unclear tonight when Koberger will appear in court and if that document will be made public. Nora?
Danya Bacchus, thank you so much. Well, in 48 hours, we'll have more on the case and the Idaho student murders. That's this Saturday at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central. The mastermind behind the college admission scandal was sentenced today to 3.5 years in prison. Rick Singer was paid millions of dollars to hire people to take exams for students, bribe coaches, and embellish college resumes. When investigators uncovered the scandal in 2018, Singer secretly helped to build the case against dozens of coaches and parents, including actors Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Let's turn now to the war in Ukraine. A White House national security official said today that the U.S. is looking into sanctions to target the production of Iranian drones Russia is using to attack civilians in Ukraine. It may surprise you that some of those drones include computer parts made right here in the U.S. and European nations. CBS's Chris Livesay has our investigation from inside Ukraine.
They menace Ukraine's skies, killing hundreds and scarring millions. But while the drones are Russian and Iranian, key technology is European and American. The Ukrainian government showed us photos of components produced by U.S. companies Maxim and Microchip, retrieved from Russian and Russian-modified Iranian drones.
So what are we looking at here?
So this is Orlan 10. It is a basic Russian UAV.
Ukrainian drone specialist Pavlo Kashchuk shows us the chip inside. The logo reads U-Blox, a Swiss company.
So without this chip,
The plane doesn't know where to fly.
The same kind of chips are found inside smartphones, tablets, cars, potentially anything used with satellite navigation. But in Ukraine, Russia is using them to tap into GLONASS, Moscow's answer to GPS. Ukrainian lawmaker Yaroslav Yaroshin says at least six American companies produce GLONASS-compatible chips.
Microchip Technology, Chandler, Arizona, that's my hometown. So to be clear, civilians are being killed.
Yes. And what we can do, we can stop to sell these chips.
None of the American companies agreed to an interview or would answer whether they do business in Russia. U-Blox, the maker of the Swiss chip we saw, says they cut ties with Russian companies at the start of the war. But CBS has seen recent customs forms that show components from the U.S. and Europe are still making it into Russia today through distributors in third-party countries.
The microchips are going indirectly to Russia through China, through Malaysia and other third countries.
So are you saying that countries like China are laundering this technology for Russia?
Of course, yeah.
The companies argue it's intended for civilians, but that doesn't stop Russia from using it to kill.
If those companies were in this room, what would you tell them?
I want to ask if they really want to see their logos here. That is the question.
Chris Livesay, CBS News, Kyiv.
Well, tonight, abortion rights advocates are praising a new FDA rule that for the first time allows retail pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens to provide abortion pills. Patients will still need a health care provider's prescription, but the medication can now be picked up at drugstores instead of a clinic or doctor's office. It would expand abortion access in most states, except in the nearly 20 states that have banned or limited access to the pills after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. A terrifying car crash that initially appeared to have a miraculous ending has now led to criminal charges. Wait till you hear the details next.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, in a shocking twist, the driver of a Tesla that went off a cliff in Northern California on Monday is now facing charges of attempted murder and child abuse. Investigators believe Dr. Dharmesh Patel intentionally drove off the Pacific Coast Highway, plunging at least 250 feet to the rocks below. First responders said it was a miracle that Patel, his wife, and two children all survived without life-threatening injuries. Tonight, the FBI is asking for the public's help and raising the reward as agents search for the suspect who planted those pipe bombs near Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters the night before the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Investigators are now offering $500,000 for information leading to the arrest of the suspect seen here on surveillance video, dressed in a gray hooded sweatshirt, face mask, and Nike shoes. Southwest Airlines is trying to make good for its holiday meltdown that left thousands of passengers stranded. We'll tell you how. That's next. Southwest Airlines is offering an apology and reimbursement to passengers who were impacted by its recent operational meltdown. The airline is offering 25,000 points, which amounts to about $300 in airfare, to those who had their flights canceled or delayed by more than 3 hours between Christmas Eve and January 2nd. A little girl's history-making accomplishment. You have to see it to believe it. That's next.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Finally tonight, we meet a California girl who shows us anything is possible with a little imagination and a lot of determination. Here's CBS's David Begno.
Here's my room.
Aha! Uh-huh. 7-year-old yeah. Madeline loves animals, but there is a clear favorite.
How many unicorns do you have?
Well, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 5 unicorn stuffies. I recently got a pet unicorn.
This California first grader loves unicorns so much that she asked for a real one.
I told her, well, I think we would need special permission for that from LA County. She just walked off and came back few minutes later and said, okay, well, I wrote a letter to LA County. Could you please mail it for me? And I looked at her and I thought, okay, sure.
Marcia Mayetta got the letter.
Dear LA County, I would like your approval if I can have a unicorn in my backyard if I can find one. Please send me a letter in response. Madeline.
You gave your seal of approval?
Yes.
And did you sign the certificate?
I did.
And with that, Madeline received LA County's first ever unicorn license.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
What's the lesson here?
Really go after it. Take action. You just don't know what's going to happen. There's really still a lot of that innocence and just pure joy still out there, and it's a lot of fun to follow.
David Begno, CBS News, Los Angeles.
We will update if that unicorn appears. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go.
So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.